This podcast is part of a series commissioned by the International Society for Frontotemporal Dementias as a part of the 11th Conference for Frontotemporal Dementias held during November 2018 in Sydney, Australia. In this edition, we speak to Professor Adam Boxer, Endowed Professor in Memory and Aging at the University of California in San Francisco, USA. Professor Boxer spoke on progress and challenges in FTLD clinical trials.
Hi, I'm Adam Boxer. I'm a professor of neurology at the University of California at San Francisco, where I run the clinical trials program for Alzheimer's disease and frontotemporal degeneration, and I also direct a North American research network focused on preparing for clinical trials in frontotemporal dementia.
Oh, well, fantastic. I'll get you to give us a bit of a summary on the talk that you've done, and then if that doesn't include clinical trials, we'll have a talk about that as well.
Sure. Well, talk is about progress and challenges in clinical trials, and it's quite an exciting time for us because now there really are some therapeutic agents that we think might affect the underlying biology that causes FTD, and a number of them are entering early stage clinical trials right now or will do so within the next year. So very exciting for our patients and their families. But they're probably associated with some challenges as well in terms of how we design the clinical trials and how we demonstrate that the drugs are working properly. And another challenge that we have is that some of the patients in whom we wish to test these therapies are actually really quite rare. So the therapies target mostly the genetic forms of FTD that are caused by mutations either in the C9 open reading frame 72 gene, the progranulin gene, or the tau gene. And while we think some of these therapies are very promising, the numbers of patients or people at risk for disease, particularly with progranulin and tau, are actually fairly small, so that makes it hard for us to enroll enough people in a clinical trial to know whether the drug works.
So what about the crossover with Alzheimer's that we hear so much about? Is that another cohort that you use to kind of bounce things off? How does that all work?
Well, for one class of therapies that target the protein tau, which is also involved in Alzheimer's disease, we're testing some of the same therapies in Alzheimer's disease in frontotemporal dementia or one of the disorders that's related to that called progressive supranuclear palsy. We actually believe that from a scientific perspective, it makes a lot more sense to test these therapies in FTD patients or in PSP patients than in Alzheimer's disease, because the animal models or the cellular models in which the drugs were developed actually are derived from patients who had FTD and not from Alzheimer's patients. And so the fact that the drugs worked in mouse models of tau-related neurodegeneration that came from FTD patients makes us hopeful that they might actually work for real FTD patients, and maybe they're more likely to work in FTD than in Alzheimer's disease.
And so I also get an idea that the mood here is within frontal temporal lobe dementia research, that we're looking at really much more multidisciplinary groupings. Is that your focus?
Yeah, so I think one of the great challenges is how we take a medication or potential medication or therapy from the laboratory, so from an animal model, for instance, and how we bring it into patients and how we choose the patients and under which conditions to investigate the effects of the therapy. I think there are a lot of questions about that. It's hard to do these clinical trials, and so we want to make sure we design them to be as informative as possible. And there are many different parameters that are involved with this. And another challenge that we have is how do we most sensitively measure the effects of a drug? If we don't have a lot of patients to test the drug in, then we have to have very sensitive measures to know whether the drug is working. And so in FTD, where you have a lot of people have very heterogeneous symptoms, that can be a challenge.
And do you have many mouse models or animal models that you can now transfer into patient?
Yeah. Yeah, so there are quite a number of mouse models, particularly for these tau-related drugs. And but again, it's an interesting question because probably the most commonly used mouse model is derived from a mutation in the tau gene that causes behavioral variant FTD called P301S. But it's so incredibly rare that in all of North America, we don't have any families with that mutation. So, you know, you'd think, well, that these drugs work really well in the mice. Let's test them in the same patient, you know, human patient with the same mutation, but they don't exist. So then which disease do you choose? And if you choose one disease, do you risk missing something? And so we're trying to think about the best ways to either choose a disease that likely will translate well from the mouse model or develop methods that are based on oncology clinical trials where you can investigate the effects of the drug in a variety of different FTD syndromes at the same time so that you sort of have a better chance of finding a benefit.
You've been listening to a podcast interview with Professor Adam Boxer, Endowed Professor in Memory and Aging at the University of California in San Francisco, USA. Professor Boxer spoke on progress and challenges in FTLD clinical trials at the 11th Conference for Frontotemporal Dementias held during November 2018 in Sydney, Australia. This podcast is one of a series commissioned by the conference organisers to augment the conference content. The International Society for Frontotemporal Dementias is a non-profit scientific society with a focus on understanding all aspects of frontotemporal dementias. Members include leaders in FTD research around the world, and the society is associated with a large international biannual meeting presenting the latest findings. We welcome new members and offer several levels of membership associated with where you are in your career. Membership includes updates on the latest discoveries in the FTD field, discounted registration at the biannual meeting, and a special journal issue focused on FTD. The science in the field of neurodegenerative disease and frontotemporal dementia in particular is racing ahead, and potential treatments are being developed and tested. We welcome your participation in ISFTD to keep advancing this vibrant field. We look forward to serving you as a new member and helping to push forward the science in this important area. To learn more about ISFTD membership, please visit www.isftd.org.